Prem Chapter 5, Lord Nityananda's Vyasa Puja ceremony, and his darshan of Lord Vishwambar's six-arm form. So this chapter describes the Adivas Kirtan, which is a special Mangalacharana, or welcoming Kirtan, before any auspicious function, like a Tirubhav or Abhirbhav. In this case, it's preceding the Vyasa Puja ceremony in the house of Shiva's Pandit. So in this case, in this pastime, Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of Baladev and revealed the cause of his appearance on the pretext of calling Dvaitacharya. Text 1. Jaya Nava Dripe Nava Pradipa Prabhava Prashandaga Jaika Singha Swanama Sankhya Japa Sutradari Chaitanya Chandra Bhagavan Murari. Text 1, Chapter 5, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda. All glories to Chaitanya Chandra, who is non different from Lord Murari, who is the new lamp of Navadvipa. Navadvip, Navapradip, who is like an unparalleled lion in subduing the atheistic elephants, and who holds a string for counting his own names, Hare Krishna, which he chants. This is a very important verse, because many times there's a debate whether Lord Chaitanya chanted on beads or not. But in Chaitanya Astakam by Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami is describing Lord Chaitanya would have a sutradhari around his waist. He was generally chanting japa on his fingers and keeping count. So Lord Chaitanya was doing sankhya. Srinivasacharya glorifies the six Goswamis in his immortal Goswami Astakam. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natabhi kalava sanikrito sankhya purvaka nama gana natabhi. They're counting sankhya, how many names, how much japa they did. Generally the six Goswamis were doing 64 rounds a day, eight lakh japa. Sankhya purvaka nama gana means so many songs, so many ashtakams which they were composing and also chanting. And natabhi means obeisances, offering dandavats to the various lila stalis, to the various incarnations and forms of the Lord, to the Rishtadev, Radharani and Govinda. And also natabhi means obeisances. And natabhi also means humble service and behavior with the Vaishnavas. But generally natabhi is translated as obeisances. We hear from the biography of Raghunath Das Goswami that he was offering 2,000 obeisances every day to the Vaishnavas, doing Vaishnav Smaran, remembering the Nityaparishads of Krishna and Gaur, and offering dandavats in front of his kuti on the banks of Shamakund. Sankhya Nati, counting a fixed number of obeisances, Sankhya Gan, a fixed number of daily stutis, stotrams, ashtakams, prayers, and Sankhya Nam, a fixed number of Nam. So this same point is being mentioned by Srila Veda Vyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, in verse 1 of chapter 5, Madhyakanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Swanam Sankhya Japa Sutradhari. Sutradhari, sutra means string, dhari means holding. And Sankhya Japa means he was counting the amount of japa he was chanting, the Maha Mantra. And he kept a string around his waist. He said that he, around his waist like a belt, he had the string hanging from his waist with knots in it. And then he would count, with those knots he would count how many rounds he was chanting. Swana means his own name, so he was chanting his own name, Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sarva, Jaya Jaya Sarva Pran, Natha Vishambhara, Jaya Nityananda Gadadhara, Gadadhara Ishvara. All glories to Vishambhara, the life and soul of everyone. Sarva Pranath, All glories to the Lord of Nityananda and Gadadhar. So he's the Ishwara, Gadadhar Ishwara, Nityananda Ishwara. Jaya Jaya Advaitari Bhaktaradina Bhakti Dana Deha Prabhu Udaraha Dina. All glories to the Lord, who is controlled by his devotees, headed by Advaita. O Lord, please distribute your devotional service and deliver the fallen souls. Hena matte nityananda sange kutuhale Krishna kata rase sabe haila vivale. In this way, all the devotees became overwhelmed while discussing topics of Krishna and the association Nityananda. Krishna kata ras vival, sab vival, everyone became vival, overwhelmed, tasting the kata ras, Krishna kata ras, and the association of Nityananda. Sabe maha bhagavata parama udar, Krishna rase matta sabe karena hunkar. All the devotees were greatly magnanimous, para udar, maha bhagavats. They roared loudly as they became intoxicated in the mellows of Krishna consciousness, Krishna ras, hunkar, matta sabe hunkar. They all roaring and madly in ecstasy. Hase prabhu nityananda chari dike deki vahaye ananda dhara sabakara anki. Lord Nityananda smiled as he looked around. Tears of love flowed from everyone's eyes. Ananda dhara sabakara anki. Ananda dhara, their eyes were holding bliss, blissful love in all directions. Chari dike deki. So Nityananda was glancing in all four directions, chari dike. And he was hase, smiling and looking so lovingly and magnanimously. And anyone who saw him started crying in bliss. Dekhiya ananda maha prabhu vishwambar Nityananda pratikichu karela utar. When Mahaprabhu Vishwambar saw this ecstatic scene, he spoke something to Nityananda. Shuna shuna Nityananda Shripada Gosai Yasapuja Tomara Haive Konantani. O Shripada Nityananda Gosai, please hear. Where should we hold your Vyasapuja ceremony? Kali Haive Purnamasi Vyasara Pujan Hapana Bujiya Bala Darilayaman. Tomorrow is the full moon day when Vyasa is worshipped, so consider and inform us what is to be done. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrating Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is the very beginning of Chaturmasya. Usually it happens in the middle of July, and it's the commencement of the 4 months of the rainy season, or the 4 months of austerity time, July, August, September, October. In the middle of November also. So in that Purnima month, full moon day, it's called Vyasa Purnima. That's generally when all over India, everyone worships their guru as a representative of Srila Vyasadeva, Yadi Guru. So in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to honor Nityananda as a representative of Vyasadeva. Nityananda Janilena Prabhu Rayangita Hatedara Yanilena Srivasa Pandita. Nityananda understood Lord Vishnubhara's hint, and he brought Srivas Pandit forward by the hand. Hatedari. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that on Guru Purnima, or Vyasa Purnima, the term Sri Vyasa Puja indicates the offering of oblations and shrad to one's predecessor gurus. So at this time, Gaurasundara was not yet a sannyasi, but Nityananda Prabhu was enacting the pastime of a servant of the most renowned Tirthapad, because he was a brahmachari disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha in the Madhva Sampradaya. So at this time in his life, Nityananda was enacting the pastime of practicing strict brahmacharya. His brahmacharya name was actually Sri Nityananda Swarup, because this is the ancient custom to call the brahmacharya Swarup. Hasi bale Nityananda shuna vishwambar vyasapuja mora vamanaragar. Nityananda smiled and said, "Please hear, O Vishwambhara. I will observe Vyasa Puja in the house of this Brahmin, Srivas Thakur." Srivasara Pratibali, Prabhu Vishwambhara, Bhara Bhara, Lagila, Jaitamaropar. Lord Vishwambhara said to Srivas, "This is a great responsibility for you. Pandit Balena, Prabhu Kichu Nahi Bhar, Bhara. Tomara prasadi sarva gariya amar." Shiva's pandit replied, "O Lord Vishwambhara, this is not at all a burden for me. By your mercy, everything will be available in my home. Vastra madga yagya sutra grita guyapan vidiyogya jata saja savavidyaman. Cloth, mungdal, Brahmin threads, Yajna Sutra, ghee, betel, pan, and whatever else is needed are all there. Parati pushtaka matra, magya aniva, kali mahabhagya vyasa pujana dekiva. I only have to borrow a book explaining the procedures. Parati pushtak, padati. I am most fortunate, for tomorrow I will see the vyasa puja." Prithahaila Mahaprabhu Shiva Sarabole Hari Hari Dwani Kare Vaishnava Sakale. Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased by the words of Srivas Thakur, and all the Vaishnavas began to chant Hari Hari. Vishwambhara Bhale Shuna Sripada Gosai Shubhakara Sabe Pandit Tera Garajhai. Vishwambhara said, "O Sripad Gosai, please listen. With your blessings, we will all go to Srivas Pandit's house. Anandita Nityananda Prabhu Ravachan Seshane Agyalai Karila Gaman. Nityananda was pleased with Lord Vishwambhara's words. Taking the Lord's instruction, everyone immediately departed. Sarvagane Chalila Takura Vishwambhara Ramakrishna Vedi Jaina Gokula Kinkar. As Nityananda and Vishwambhara went along with their associates, it appeared that Balaram and Krishna were surrounded by the residents of Gokul. Gokula Kinkar. Kinkar means servants, like Kinkari, Kinkari Bhav, Ramakrishna Vedi. They were surrounded by their servants from Gokul. Pravishta Hoila Matra Shivasa Mandire Bhara Krishnananda Haila Sabara Sharire. As soon as they entered the house of Srivas, everyone was filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Kapata Patila Dave Prabhu Ragyaya Aptagana Vinara Jayite Napai. Lord, order that the main entrance be closed so that no one other than intimate associates could enter. Kirtana karite agya karila takur Utila kirtana dwani bhaya gila dura. Vishwambhara gave instructions to begin kirtan. As the sound of that kirtan arose, everyone lost external consciousness. No one was allowed to enter the Vyasa Puja arena except intimate servants of the Lord. When on the Lord's instructions, the devotees began to loudly chant. They lost their various external perception and thoughts. In other words, they were absorbed in the kirtan ras. Vyasa puja adivasa ulasa kirtan dui prabhu nache vedi gaya bhaktagan. In the ecstatic adivas kirtan prior to Vyasa puja, Nityananda and Gaur danced as the devotees surrounding them sang. Devotees surrounded the Lord and expressed their joy through the performance of kirtan. Chira diva sera preme, chaitanya nitai, donhe dona dhyana kari na chaye katani. Chaitanya nitai are bound by eternal love. They meditate on each other as they dance together. Both Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda are eternally bound to each other by love. Each one meditates on the other as they madly dance together. The Supreme Lord is engaged in meditating on His servant, and the devotee is also meditating on his worshipable Lord. This is don't dhyana kari nache. Dhyana means spiritual absorption. Hunkara karaya keya, keya vagarjan, keya murcha jaya keya, karaya krandan. Someone roared loudly and someone cried out. Someone fell unconscious, while someone else wept. Purport. When spiritual consciousness awakens in the heart of a conditioned soul, the symptoms of ecstatic love manifest in his body. He loses worldly conceptions and displays symptoms of variegated spiritual pleasure in this world. Murcha jaya keya karaye krandan. Someone roared loudly and someone cried out. Someone fell unconscious while someone else wept. Purport. When spiritual consciousness awakens in the heart of a conditioned soul, the symptoms of ecstatic love manifest in his body. He loses worldly conceptions and displays symptoms of variegated spiritual pleasure in this world. To exhibit this ideal, Sri Gaurasundara danced with ecstatic love in the company of his associates. Kampasweda pulakashu ananda murcha jata ishvara vikara kahite janikata. I am unable to describe Vishwambhara's transformations of love, such as shivering, perspiring, hair standing on end, crying, and falling unconscious in ecstasy. Swanu bhavanande nache prabhu duijan shane kolakuli kari karaye krandan. As Gornitai danced in their own ecstasy, Anubhavananda, they sometimes embraced each other and cried. Donhara charana donhe dari bari chai parama chatura donhe keha nahi pai. They both tried to catch the other's feet, but they both cleverly avoided being caught. Because materialistic ego is not found in Vishnu or the Vaishnavas, they never hesitate to touch each other's feet. Parama anande donhe gada gari jai apana na jane done apana lilai. Gornitai rolled on the ground in ecstasy and forgot themselves while absorbed in their own pastimes. Baya dura hoila vasana nahirai daraye vaishnavagan darana na jaye. They lost all external consciousness and their cloth scattered. Although the Vaishnavas tried to pacify Gaur-Nitai, they were unable. Jedaraye Tribhuvana Kedari Batare Mahamatta Dui Prabhu Kirtane Bihare. Who can hold he who holds the three worlds? The two lords thus became intoxicated in the happiness of Kirtan. Bola bola bhali dake Shri Gora Sundar Sinchita Anande Jale Sarvakalevar. Shri Gora Sundar called out, Bola Bola, chant, chant. His entire body was soaked with tears of ecstasy. Sarvakalevara, Ananda Jale, tears of bliss, soaked his entire body. Chiradine Nityananda Pai Abhilash, Bhayanahi Ananda, Ananda Sagar, Maje Bhase. After obtaining fulfillment of his long-cherished desire for the association Nityananda, Lord Vishambhara forgot himself and floated in the ocean of bliss. So in the kingdom of spiritual variegatedness, there is an ever-fresh outburst of happiness. Ananda Sagara Mahaje Bhase. Floating in an ocean of bliss, submerged in Ananda Sagar. In the material world, it's called Bhava Sagar, the ocean of material existence. In the spiritual world is also Sagar, but Ananda Sagar, ocean of bliss. Vishramvara Nrityakari Yatti Manohar Nija Shira Lagigya Charana Upar. Vishramvara was dancing. His dancing was captivating the minds of everyone. His feet would touch his own head. Nija Shir, his own head. Gya Charana Upar. He was kicking his feet up so high it resembled the Tandava Nritya dance of ecstatic abandon of Lord Shiva at the time of Pralaya, destruction of the universe. Talamala Bhumi Nityananda Paratale Bhumi Kampa Hinamane Vaishnava Sakale. The earth trembled under the feet of Nityananda, and all the Vaishnavas thought that there was an earthquake, Bhumi Kampa. Emata Anande Nachena Duinat Seulasa Kahibari Shaktiachekat. In this way, Lord Vishambhara and Nityananda danced in ecstasy. Who has the power to describe their jubilation? Nityananda Prakashite Prabhu Vishwambhar Balarama Bhavayutte Katara Upar. In order to reveal the glories of Nityananda, Lord Vishambhara became absorbed in the mood of Balaram and sat on the throne. Balaram Bhav. Ute Kattar Upar. Purport. Although Vishambhara is not Baladev Tattva, he accepted the mood of Baladev, who is his expansion, and sat on the throne. Mahamattahaila Prabhu Balarama Bhav Marana Marana Baligana Dake. Vishambhara became intoxicated by the Balaram Bhav, mood of Balaram, and repeatedly demanded, Madana, bring me wine, bring me wine. Nityananda Pratibali, Sri Gora Sundar, Jatta Deha Mora, More Hala Mushala Satvara. Sri Gora Sundar said to Nityananda, quickly give me your plow and club. Paiya Prabhu, Paiya Prabhuragya Prabhu Nityananda Karedila Karapati Laila Gora Chandra. Being instructed by Lord Vishambhara, Nityananda Prabhu put those items in the hand of Gora Chandra, who accepted them. And there was club and the plow. Kara deki keya ara kichui na deke keya va deki lahala Mushala Pradyakshe. Some persons saw nothing other than their hands, while others directly saw the plow and club. So this is the Bhava. According to the Bhava, the devotee sees the Lord. And he can see the pastimes of the Lord according to the depth of his Bhava. Jare kripakari se takure se jane, dekile o shakti nai kaite katane. Only one who is favored by the Lord can know him. Others, even if they see, they cannot explain. This is a purport, this quote from Brahmatarka. Pashyamano pitu harim natu veti katanchana veti kinchit prasadena hare ratta gurostata. Even if a person sees Lord Hari, he cannot understand him. One can understand the Lord only by the mercy of Lord Sri Hari and the spiritual master. In Brahma Vandanam, there's a similar prayer in 10th canto, chapter 14, which Srila Prabhupada often quoted. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshanu grihite evahi chanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyeko picharam vichinvan. Prasada lesha anu grihita. Lord Brahma is saying, O my Lord Krishna, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate, Janati Tattvam Bhagavan Mahimno, to understand the glories of Bhagavan, are unable to know you, even if they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years. Ebara Niguda Kata Keyamatra Jane Nityananda Vyaktase Sarva Janastane. This topic is most confidential and known only to those few persons who know the glories of Nityananda. Nityananda Stane Hala Mushala Laya Varoni Varoni Prabhu Dake Mattahana Karoburi Nahi Spore Nabuje Upai Anyonye Sabara Badan Sabat Badan Sabaye Sabaychaya. After accepting the plow and club for Nityananda, Vishambhar was overwhelmed and called for Varuni. Everyone was speechless and confused as they looked at each other. So after receiving Baladev's plow and club, hala and mushal, for Nityananda, Gaurachandra loudly called for wine by uttering the words, Varuni, Varuni! No one could understand what was going on. Everyone is simply struck with wonder and looked at each other. Yukati karaye sabe manete bhavya gattabadi ganga jala sabe dilalaya. After careful consideration, the devotees offered Lord Vishambhar a pitcher of Ganga Jal, Ganges water. Sarva gane deya jala prabhura kare pan satya jena kadambari piyehena gyan. All the devotees offered water and the Lord drank it. It appeared as though Lord Balaram himself was drinking. Chaturdike ramastuti paribhaktagan nada 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 prabhu balayanakshan. Devotees on all sides offered prayers and glorification of Balaram, as the Lord constantly called, Nada, Nada, Nada. Sagane Dulaya Shira, Nada, Nada Bale, Nadara Sandharva Kiya, Nabuje Sakale. The Lord vigorously shook his head while calling, Nada, Nada, But no one understood the actual meaning of the word nada. It was very mysterious, confidential. Savi bali lena prabhu, nara bali kari, prabhu bali island muni, jahara hunkari. Everyone inquired, "Oh Prabhu, Vishambar, who is this nara you are calling?" The Lord replied, "He by whose loud cries I came into this world. Advaita charja bali, kataka hajar, sehi nara lagi mora e avatar." Vishambar said, "This incarnation of mine that you now see was induced to come here by Nara, whom you all call Advaita Charya. Nara has brought me from Vaikuntha. Mohare anila nara Vaikuntha takiya, nishinte rahila gya Haridasa laina. But now he's living free from cares with Haridas. Sankirtana rambe mohara avatar, gare gare kari mo kirtana parachar." Vishambar said, "I descended to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, by which I will preach the chanting of the holy names in each and every house. Gare gare karimu kirtana parachar. Krishna varnam trisa krishnam sangopangas chaparshadam yagye sankirtana prayar yajantihi sumedisham." And the Yugendras are telling 11th canto of Bhagavatam. "In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself, and he is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions." Text 54. Vidyadana kulagyan tapasyara yamade morabhaktastane yara achayaparade seyadama savareya Dimo Prema Yoga, Nagariya Prati Dimo, Brahmadira Boga. "I will not award love of God to those fallen souls who have offended my devotees, because they are proud of their education, wealth, high birth, knowledge, and austerities. Otherwise, I will give everyone that which persons like Lord Brahma enjoy." Shuniya Anande Vase, Sarva Bhaktagan, Shaneke Sustira Haila Sri Sachinandan. Vishwam Vrindavan Das Thakur said, "On hearing Lord Vishambar's statement, all the devotees floated in bliss. Anande, Anande Vase, Sarvabhaktagan. After a while, Sri Sachinandan became pacified." Sustira. Sustira means very calm, collected. Ki kanchalya karila prabhu jignasaya vaktasava bale kichu upadikanaya. The Lord then asked, "Have I been restless?" The devotees replied, "Not particularly." Sabare karina prabhu prema alingana aparada mora na laipa sarvakshan. The Lord lovingly embraced everyone and said, "Please do not be offended by my behavior. Ase sarva bhaktagan prabhura katai katai Nityananda mahaprabhu garagari jai." On hearing Vishambar's words, all the devotees smiled. Ase sarva bhaktagan. The Nityananda mahaprabhu rolled about on the ground. Sambarana nahi nityanandera avesh premarase vivala haila prabhushesh. Nityananda was non-different from Shesh, could not control his ecstatic mood, becoming overwhelmed in the mellows of loving devotion. So this Nityananda is addressed here as Shesha. Text 61. Shani haste shani kande shani digambar balya bhave purno haila sarva kalevar. One moment Nityananda laughed. One moment he cried. Next moment he was naked. Digambara. His entire body was filled with the nature of a child. Valyabhave Purna Sarvakalivara. Kotai Takila Danda, Kota Kamandalu, Kota Bhavasanagela Nai Arimula. Where was his danda? Where was his water pot and where were his clothes? Nothing remained with him. Chanchala Hoila, Nityananda Mahadir, Hapane Dariya Prabhu Karalinas Dear. The most great Nityananda became restless, but the Lord personally pacified him. Chaitanyara Vachana Vachana Ankush, Chaitanyara Vachana Ankusha Saveman, Nityananda Matasinga Aranahijan. The maddened lion-like Nityananda was controlled by the iron rod-like words of Lord Chaitanya. Vachan, Chaitanya Vachan Ankush. So the Matasinga, the mad lion. Nityananda did not care for anything else. Stirahau Kali Puji Bhare Chahavyas. Stirakaraiya Prabhu Gela Nijavas. Be calm, tomorrow you must worship Vyasadeva. Speaking this way, the Lord returned home. Bhaktagana Chali Lena Apanaragare. Dinanda Rahilena Srivasa Mandire. All the devotees returned to their own homes, while Nityananda remained in the house of Srivas. Kato Ratre Nityananda Hunkara Kariya Nijadanda Kamandalu Felila Bangiya. In the dead of that night, Nityananda suddenly roared loudly and broke his danda kamandalu. Text 68. Tebu Jaya Ishvara Charitra Kanda Kini Bangilina Nija Kamandala Danda. Who can understand the unlimited characteristics of the Supreme Lord? Why did he break his danda kamandalu? Prabhate utiya deki ramai pandit Banga danda kamandala dekiya vismit. When Ramai Pandit rose early the next morning, he was astonished on seeing the broken danda kamandalu. Panditarastani kali lena tatashane Srivasa balena jau takurerastane. Ramai Pandit immediately informed Srivas Pandit, who told him, "Go and inform the Lord." Varasindhu. Ramaira Mukeshuni Ailatakur Bayanai Nityananda Hasena Prachur. Being informed by Ramai, Vishambhara came there and found Nityananda profusely laughing. Hasya Prachur. Dandalai Lena Prabhu Srihaste Tuliya Chalilena Gangastani Nityananda Laina. The Lord picked up the broken danda with his own hands and went with Nityananda to take bath in the Ganga. Shivasari Sabaya Chalila Gangasnan Danda Tuilena Prabhu Gangaya Apan. Accompanied by devotees headed by Srivas, Vishambhara went to the Ganga and put the broken danda in the water. Chanchala Sri Nityananda Namane Vachan Tabe Ekabara Tabe Ekabara Prabhu Kare Tarjan. The rest of Nityananda did not listen to anyone. That is why the Lord sometimes admonished him. Kumbira Dekiyatari Dari Bari Jai Garadara Shivi Srinivasa Kari Hai Hai. When Nityananda saw a crocodile, he attempted to catch it. This is in the Ganga. There used to be many crocodiles. Garadara and Srinivasa exclaimed, "Alas, alas, Santare Gangara Vaje Nirvaya Sharir Shaitanyara Vakhi Matrakishu." Nityananda fearlessly swam through the waters of the Ganga, But he was somewhat pacified by Chaitanya's words. Nityananda Pratidaki, Bali Vishambar, Vyasa Pujasi Jata Karahas Satvar. Vishambar called, Nityananda, come quickly and celebrate Vyasa Puja. Shunya Prabhuravakya Utila Takami, Snanakari Grihe Ailena Prabhusane. Hearing Vishambar's words, Nityananda completed his bath and returned to the house of the Lord. Asya me lila sabe, Bhagavatagan, Niravadi Krishna Krishna Kariche Kirtan. All the devotees gradually assembled together and began to incessantly chant the names of Krishna. Shivas Pandita Vyasa, Pujara Acharya, Chaitanyara Agyakarena Sarvakarya. Shivas Pandit was appointed the Acharya, or Vyasa Puja, priest. On Lord Chaitanya's instructions, he completed all the formalities, Sarvakarya. Madhura Madhura Sabe Karena Kirtan, Shivasa Mandira Haila Vaikuntha Bhavan. Everyone chanted so sweetly that the house of Shivas was transformed into Vaikuntha. This is told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song Shuddha Bhakta Charanarena. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. He's saying Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. Shuddha Bhakta Charanarena Bhajana Anukula Bhakta Seva Paramasedi Premalati Karamula Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. So he's saying Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. This holy day of Krishna. So this is the mood that everyone, when everyone is chanting Madhura Kirtan, and Madhura means Madhura Bhav, Brajabhav, remembering Radha and Krishna, seeing Radha and Krishna, remembering their forms and qualities and pastimes and the holy name, then the whole house becomes transformed. Srivasa's mandir became Vaikuntha. Sarvashastra gyata se takura pandita karila sakala karye jayaviri bodhita. Shivas Pandit was conversant with all scriptures. He performed all the activities of the Vyasa Puja function according to the Vedic injunctions. Divya ganda sahita sundara vanamala nityananda hate diya kahite lagila. Shivas placed an attractive garland of forest flowers in the hand of Nityananda and spoke to him. Shuna shuna Nityananda, e maladhara, vachana padiya vyasa, devi namaskara. O Nityananda, please listen. After reciting the appropriate mantras, idam pushpam, offer this garland and your obeisances to Vyasa Dev. Shastra vidyache mala apane sediba, Vyasa tushta haila sarva abhishta paiva. It is the injunction of the scriptures that one should personally offer a garland to Vyasadeva. Or if Vyasadeva is pleased, all your desires will be fulfilled. Sarva abhishta paiva, Vyasa tushta. If Vyasadeva is satisfied, then all one's desires, sarva abhishta, will be fulfilled. Jatashune Nityananda, Kari Hai Hai, Kisera Vachanapat, Prabodha Najat Lalai. After hearing Shivas, Nityananda replied, yes, yes. But he did not know which mantras he should recite while offering the garland to Vyasadeva. Kiva Bali Dire Dire, Bhujana Najai, Malahate Kari Puna, Chari Dike Chai. Nityananda murmured something that no one could understand, and while holding the garland in his hands, he looked around. Prabhure dakiya bale Srivasa udar Napujena vyase Shripadatamar. Thereafter, the magnanimous Shivas instructed Lord Vishambar, your Shripad Nityananda is not worshipping Vyas. Shivasera vakyashuni Prabhu Vishambar Daiya Sammukhe Prabhu Aila Satvar. Hearing Srivas, Lord Vishambar quickly came before Nityananda. Prabhupada, Nityananda, Shrinaha Bachana, Maladiya Karajata Vyasara Pujan. Vishwambhar Prabhu said, "O Nityananda, please hear me. Quickly offer the garland and then worship Vyasadeva." Dekinena Nityananda, Prabhu Vishwambhar, Malatuli Dilatandra Mastaka Upar. As Nityananda saw Lord Vishwambhar standing before him, he offered the garland to him. When Nityananda neglected to offer his obeisances and the garland to Sri Vyas, and Sri Vyas informed Mahaprabhu about this, Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda to worship Vyas with the garland. In this way, Nityananda completed Vyasa Puja ceremony by offering the garland to that personality from which everything emanates, and whose empowered incarnation is Sri Vyas. All expansions, incarnations, energies, and devotees are included within Sri Chaitanya Dev. By worshipping Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is the original source of everything, all spiritual masters are automatically worshipped. In describing the chain of disciplic succession, the scriptures state, Brahma is the disciple of Krishna. Brahma's disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyas. The famous Madhvacharya took this diksha from Vyas. Madhvacharya's disciple is Padmanabhacharya. Padmanabhacharya's disciple is Narahari. Narahari's disciple is Madhav. Madhav's disciple is Akshobhya. Akshobhya's disciple is Jayatirtha, whose disciple is Gyanasindhu. Gyanasindhu's disciple is Mahanidhi, whose disciple is Vidyanidhi. Chanchara Chikure Mala Shubhayati Bhal Chaya Bhuja Vishambara Haila Tatkal. This garland looked most enchanting upon the curly hair of the Lord. At that time, Vishnubhar manifested his six-armed form. Shankara Chakrapadma Srihala Mushal Tekiya Murchita Haila Nitaivival. I'd seen a couch, conch, disc, club, buzz, flower, and mushal. Nityananda was overwhelmed and fell unconscious. What Nityananda saw was that when Chaitanya was offering the garland, at that time Lord Chaitanya displayed his Sadbhuj form. In his six hands he held the conch, disc, club, lotus, plow, and mushal. Sadbhuja deki morcha faila nitai parila pritvitale datu matra nai. As soon as Nittai saw the six-armed form of Vishwambhar, he fell unconscious to the ground. The sentence of life. Vayapailena sabha Vaishnavaragan Raksha Krishna Raksha Krishna Karina Smaran. The Vaishnavas became afraid when they saw Nittai fall unconscious, and they prayed, Raksha Krishna, Raksha Krishna, protect him, Krishna, protect him, Krishna. They kept remembering this over and over again. Karina Swaran. Honkara Karina Jagannathara Nandan Kapshetali Dei Gana Vishala Garjan. Jagannath Mishra's son roared loudly and repeatedly slapped his sides. Murcha Gela Nityananda Shadbuja Dekhiya Apane Chaitanya Tole Gaya Hatadiya Uta Uta Nityananda Stira Karachita Sankirtana Shunaha Tumara Sami Hita. When Nityananda fell unconscious on seeing the Sadbuj form of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya personally picked up Nittai with his own two arms and said, "Oh Nittai, get up and steady your mind. Listen to the congregational chanting that you have begun. Jai Kirtan Nimitta Tamara Avatar Say Tamara Siddhavila Kiva Chahar." The kirtan for which you have incarnated to inaugurate is going on before you. Kiva Chahar, what more do you want? Tumara se prema bhakti, tumi prema mai. Vina tumi dile karo bhakti nai hai. Loving devotional service belongs to you, for you are the personification of ecstatic love. Unless you distribute this devotional service, no one can possess it. Apanas sambhari uta nija jana chaha chahare tamare chat tahare vila maha. Please control yourself and get up. Glance mercifully on your intimate associates and distribute this wealth to whomever you desire. You have now become overwhelmed with ecstatic love and forgotten yourself. But now control your loving sentiments and distribute this love to anyone you desire. Please glance mercifully on your subordinates. Tilar deke tamare chahara dvesha rahe bajile yose amara priya kabo nahi. Anyone who maintains the slightest envy of you is never dear to me, even if he worships me. Paila Chaitanya Nitai Prabhura Vachan Haila Ananda Maya Shadbuja Darshan. Nitai regained consciousness by the Lord's words. He became filled with ecstasy on seeing Vishwambhara's six-armed form. Jayananta Ridaye Vaisena Gorachandra Se Prabhu Avismaya Jananitananda. Know for certain that Ananta, in whose heart Gaurachandra resides, is not different from Nityananda. Chaya Bhuja Justitane Kora Avatara Anurupa Eisava Kotuka. The manifestation of Vishwambhara's six-armed form is not astonishing. For all such manifestations are simply pastimes of his various incarnations. Nityananda's darshan of Gaurasundara's Sadbhuj Roop is not at all surprising. Such remarkable forms are manifest according to the requirement of Gaura's pastime. Gaurasundara is the source of all incarnations. So within Krishna Chaitanya, all of these incarnations, avatars, etc., are individually included with simultaneously distinct characteristics. So in order to exhibit this Achintya Veda Veda philosophy in his Gaura Lila, the Lord displayed his six-armed form to Raghunatha Prabhu Jena Pinda Dana Kaila Pratyaksha Hayata Dasharatha Alaya. When Lord Ram offered oblations to his father Dasarath, he directly accepted them. Sejari Adbhuta Tavyeo Adabhuta Nishchai Sakalae Krishna Kotuka. If that was wonderful, then this is also. Know for certain that they are all Krishna's sporting pastimes. Nityananda Sarupera Swabhava Sarvata Tilardeke Dasya Bhava Nahaya Anyata. The natural characteristic of Nityananda Sarup is that he cannot give up the mode of servitorship even for a moment. The Nityananda Sarup is never devoid of the mentality of service to the Lord, even a fraction of a second. So this point is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Nityananda knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. Lakshmanara Sobhava Chehina Anakshan Sita Vallabhara Dasya Manaphranadan. natural characteristic of Lakshman is to. So the natural characteristic of Lakshman is to always serve the beloved of Sita with his mind, life, and wealth. So similarly, Lakshman appearing as Nityananda always want to serve Gauranga with his mind, life, and wealth. He mati Nityananda Suruparaman Chaitanya Chandra Dasi Prita Anukshan. In this way, the mind of Nityananda, Swarupman, is always pleased in the service of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Jadyapiya Ananta Ishvara Nirashai Shristi Stiti Pralayara Hayajagadhaya. He is the unlimited independent controller and the cause of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. Sarvashristi Tirobhava Jaisamayahai Lakana Ananta Rupa Satyavedekai. It is stated in the Vedas that at the time of final dissolution, Sarvashristi Tirobhava, the Lord in his form of Ananta remains unaffected. Tatapiya Sri Ananta Devera Savab Niravadi Prima Dasya Bhavayana Rag. The natural characteristic of Sri Anantadeva is to remain constantly attached to loving service of the Lord. Juge juge prati avatari avatari savava tanharadasya vujaha vichari. Consider carefully how in every yuga and every incarnation it is his natural characteristic to remain the servant of the Lord. Sri Lakshman avatari anujahaya niravadi sevena ananta dasyapaya. In his incarnation as Lakshman, Ananta is a younger brother always engaged in serving Lord Ram. Anapani Nidrachari Sri Ramacharan Sevya Akanksha Napure Anukshan. Although he gave up eating, drinking, and sleeping to constantly serve the lotus feet of Sri Ram, he was still unsatiated. Sri Lakshman gave up drinking, eating, and sleeping and constantly remained busy in the service of Lord Ram. Yet he considered his service inadequate. Lakshman's desire to serve Ram is never satiated. So expansive was his service attitude. Jesta haya o bala rama avatare dasya yoga kavo na chadilena anantare. Although in his incarnation as Balaram, he was elder brother, he never gave up the mood of dasya.